And we welcome you back to Jamie's Carpet Shop at Route 113 in Amherst. Tim Elkhorn, along with three-wheeled Z's old tie, back in the studios of AM 930 WEOL, Cam, Doc Brown, and of course, opening up this hour of the show with a football highlight, because again, during the high school football campaign, courtesy of Jamie's Carpet Shop, there was a $10 donation made to Second Harvest Food Bank in our TDs to Tackle Hunger campaign. And at the end of the regular season, a total of 102 touchdowns added up to a $1,020 donation to Second Harvest Food Bank, courtesy of Jamie's Carpet Shop. We heard from Chris Zeitler from Jamie's heading into the 10 o'clock news. And now, Chris, I offer you the opportunity to make the official presentation to Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest Food Bank.
All right. Hey, Susan, welcome to Jamie's Carpet Shop.
Thanks for having us here. Is this on? We're happy to be here. We're so happy that you decided to choose us for your donation. And we've been listening all season long and thrilled. Thank you so much.
Oh, awesome. Well, Jamie's always gives to Second Harvest Food Bank one way or another. This one's just a little bit more public than what we usually do. Anyway, I'd like to present you with this check made payable to Second Harvest Food Bank on behalf of the 2017 TDs to Tackle Hunger for $1,020.
Woo! Yes. That's awesome. Yes. Thank you so much.
We were really excited during the season. We too were rooting for touchdowns.
We love offense.
And we love offense. And more. Good thing we didn't do this with the Browns. Was I not supposed to say that?
Oh,
jeez.
I think you're
still be hungry, people. So we were rooting for offense and touchdowns. And you know, we hope that this also inspired these young athletes. That I hope that the coaches had that message. Hey, don't forget, you know, there's a reason, another reason behind scoring this touchdown tonight.
That's really great. And I have to tell you that for every $1 that we receive, we can provide 5 meals. So this is 5,100 meals.
That's incredible.
That's awesome.
And, you know, and I knew that. And I always tell people, you know, it's really great when you have these food drives and you know, especially this time of the year. But remember, you know, hunger is year round. Hunger never stops. And it's so important. And I understood that from my previous dealings with Second Harvest, that the dollar, you can do so much more with a dollar than I can.
Right.
To me, I'm going to go buy 3 cans of corn and drop it off, and that is nothing compared to what you can do with a dollar. And we ask everybody to really think about that. Yes, we need the food. Yes, we can take whatever you have at Second Harvest, but that dollar, you guys have that strength with your partners.
Absolutely. And also to let you know that 40% of the people that we serve are children.
Wow.
And they basically don't, you know, kids don't always have control of their situation. So whether it's through the Kids Backpack Program or the School Market Program or Kids Cafes or certainly the pantries and soup kitchens and the hot meal programs that we provide for, 40% are kids. And how can you say, especially this time of year, how can you see a hungry kid?
Right. Well, absolutely. Awesome. Well, we're just so glad to again, present you this check for $1,020, which you just told us creates, what did you say, 5,100 meals?
Right.
5,100 meals.
Right.
That's incredible. We are just so happy to be a part of it, and we look forward to doing this again. And, you know, just he doesn't know I'm going to say this, but Tim Elkhorn, he actually was the one that when we were sitting down deciding how to come up with a promotion, he's the one that came up with the touchdowns for hunger, doing what touchdowns for something. And then I said, well, I love Second Harvest. Well, so do I. So it made sense. So Tim Elkhorn from WEOL really helped spearhead this and create a fundraiser, if you will, that would strive for the athletes to do better and give us a reason and a way to pay it forward. And gosh, thank you, Tim Elkhorn,
absolutely,
for creating this with me. And we look forward to doing this again. This isn't going to stop.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Susan, tell our listeners about Second Harvest just as far as how the process works. So Chris Zeitler now presents you a check for $1,020 today. You're talking about over 5,000 meals. But take us through how it impacts the folks here in our area.
Well, first of all, when you think about it, just think in terms of there's so many people that need help that you don't even know. I mean, it could be coworkers, it could be families that are neighbors of yours or what have you, but because it's just not all that obvious. But, you know, you got to eat every day. And so that's the rub that everybody faces. And when bills get tough or there's a medical bill, and there's a lot of working poor out there too, that the slippery slope is food. You might pay your rent, you might, you know, your utilities, you're going to pay whatever you can, but at the end of the month, you just may not have enough. So that's kind of where part of the rub is with everybody. So every community is touched in some way or another by hunger. And as I said, children, it's big demographic. Seniors is the next growing demographic, and probably because baby boomers are aging. But what happens then with Second Harvest, we are the regional food bank, and there's 12 regional food banks that cover the state of Ohio, and we are one of them. We all basically do the same thing, and our difference is geography. So we're Lorain, Erie, Huron, and Crawford County, and we oversee the soup kitchens, the food pantries, and the shelters in this area. And once again, they're very busy, you know, the Little Church of the Nazarene or the Boys and Girls Club or the Salvation Army, they all get their food from us. And what we basically do is we're that middle linchpin that we can work, because we're part of Feeding America, we work with the really big national companies when they have a misrun, let's say in at General Mills or what have you, with a cereal that doesn't look like a square and they can't sell it. Well, they'll donate it to the Feeding America Food Bank. So we'll be able to get that, and we'll break it down into 2-pound packs of cereal for kids, things awesome. Like that. So we need to be able to do that. But like a small little church somewhere doing a pantry, they really wouldn't have access to that kind of thing. So we're kind of the linchpin that has access to a lot of things, as well as even like our retail partners. Almost anybody can think of, you know, Walmart, Sam's Club, Giant Eagle, on and on. Sell-by dates on the grocery, they have to get it off. And in the past, they'd throw those things out or whatever. We go get it.
And you know, that's a good thing, you know, with the sell-by dates, because, you know, and I know I just recently saw something on social media where a Walmart was throwing away a huge amount of food, and I was just in shock. And because I've always felt a sell-by date is just something that the government mandates, but that doesn't mean the food's bad.
No, and it's not even necessarily the government, as it is sometimes legal. You know, Procter & Gamble doesn't want to be responsible for anything. Or what have you, as an example or whatever. But so we'll go get that as well, the other food banks, and then we repurpose it. So in other words, because it's still, a lot of those things are still good. Now, their shelf life date for a year, to, you know, depends on even like chicken and beef and things like that, might be 3 months if we put them in the freezer. So anyhow, we'll take food that isn't used in one place and get it to someplace else. And so that's awesome in terms of like repurposing an awful lot of food with our partners. So there's a lot of different things that we do, whether it's on a big scale or just getting food from here to there. And we work with 110 partner charities. Wow. And I call them partner charities, but that's everything from the little churches to the Salvation Armies, the Boys and Girls Clubs, all those kinds of things. So that's kind of what we do.
Again, we're hearing from Susan Bartosz of Second Harvest Food Bank, along with Chris Zeitler here at Jamie's Carpet Shop as we broadcast live. We just made the official presentation for $1,020 in our TDs to Tackle Hunger campaign this fall during football. Z, a final thought for either Chris or Susan before we let them go?
Well, Susan, you probably have a large staff that helps do everything you just described. How many people work behind the scenes at Second Harvest?
Okay, we don't have a large staff. We last year we distributed 8.5 million pounds of food, and we have a staff of 25. That includes our truck drivers, warehouse.
Pounds per person.
Right, right. But I'll tell you what we do have, and this is where anybody out there in the world that's got a little extra time, if you're interested, we've got just under about 3,000 volunteers. Our place on Baumhart Road there, we've got a volunteer repack area. So, and I mean, I'm telling you, it's everything from high school kids, student council kids, or people that need community service, or adults, or retirees, whatever. If you got an hour or two and you want to repack some of this food that I'm telling you about that we might get from a food drive or from one of the retail partners, they has to be all, every single bit of everything is checked and it's cleaned off, sorted, and put in, you know, bigger boxes, because food goes out of our place in boxes and pallets.
So, Susan, can people just stop in if they're driving by? Like if I was on my way home from work and I have an hour to kill, I'm not expected to be home for an hour. Can I just stop in on Baumhart Road and help? Or
probably not.
Probably not. Okay.
You basically just call, and we've got literally there's time slots, and it's like, hey, I got some time on this day or that day or whatever. And so it's pretty much every day, and we've even got evening hours, and there's companies and groups. And so it's the 3,000 volunteers that really make things click, and we couldn't do this without our volunteers.
$8 million divided by 24.
Yeah, what is it?
That's 333,000 pounds, give or take. That's a lot of food
person
behind the scenes.
Honestly, and it's like, but I'll tell you what, anybody can stop by to take a look at our place. You need to see it. We're like that mousetrap game that works all the time. And because it's like product in and product out, food in, food out, you know, forklifts, pallet jacks, all that kind of stuff. So it's a pretty cool thing. So anybody can stop by anytime.
And one final question for Chris. Will you consider, or will you do this again next year?
Oh, absolutely. I already said, we're coming back, baby.
Absolutely.
Nice. So all those coaches out there and students that are still going to be moving into football next year, start thinking about it, guys. Run.
Offense.
Fourth and goal. Go for it.
Love that spread offense where you're pumping points up on
there
the board.
Go.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, again, Chris, a huge, huge thanks to you and everybody at Jamie's. We had a lot of fun with it. You're going to impact so many lives, 5,000 meals, 5,000 plus meals.
Yeah.
Just awesome.
Right?
Again,
absolutely.
And Susan, thanks for coming out
Thank
this morning.
You
get
great.
To keep that big check, by
Yay!
The way.
We'll put it in our lobby, and we'll have it on social media and everything. So we'll share this with everybody.
Awesome. Chris, again, thank you very much. Susan, thanks for coming out.
Chris,
it was great. It was just great. Again, the check presentation, the Second Harvest Food Bank, $1,020. Courtesy of Jamie's Carpet Shop, 102 touchdowns this fall in our radio games on WEOL. I how cool is that? When you hear Susan say over 5,000 meals, I mean, that's just awesome.
She hits on some things. So many people have pride, and they're not going to tell their neighbors. They're not going to ask for help. And, you know, you do medical bills, the way things are set up with deductibles now, especially if you're over 50, you could fall behind real easy. And she's right. I've known people who stop eating. They're down to one meal a day, or they'll eat two cans of soup from the store because they got to pay their utilities and everything else after they've paid their medical bills.
Yep, good stuff. That's awesome.
Yep.
All right, we'll take a quick time out. When we come back, Z and I will go through the Friday night scores. We still have a lot more to go on the show as we're live here at Jamie's Carpet Shop, Route 113 in Amherst. Stay with us on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with the app, and Z, we're online.
Click and point, WEOL.com.